In the Missouri Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 26th Psalm we read, "Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you." There are many tests and temptations that face us in a row as senator and staff. So, Lord, we are in need of your help and guidance, your strength and steadfast love, so that we may not yield but remain faithful as we walk the path that you desire for us. May you keep our feet on level ground so we are able to dwell where your glory dwells. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, third day, Monday, January 12th,
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with. The same be approved as only fully read.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me great honor to introduce a very special group of young ladies this morning. Today we have with us, Mr. President, to my right and your left, the 2014 Class 3 Missouri State Volleyball Champions, the Helias Catholic High School Lady Crusaders. Before I introduce the Crusaders, I also want to point out, Mr. President, that their number one fan, where did he go? Oh, their number one fan, Mr. Lawson, is here accompanying him, who goes to the practices and to the games. He's a great guy, and he's accompanied by his driver, Miss Nancy Wiley. The team is coached this year by Dave Harris, Christy Hughes, and Bill Walters. The Lady Crusaders champion team consisted of seniors Tori Wiley, Erica Hosslog, Molly Sambody, Lindsey Griggs, Laura Schaber, Abby Farrow, and juniors Blake Bearhorse, Ashley Dudenheffer, Maddie Dunkman, Megan Brown, Susie Kusting, Clarissa Fennessy, Courtney Hilke, and Hannah Aynard, and sophomore Lexi Lamb. The Crusaders, Mr. President, went 43-0-1 this year, which is a new state record for any class in Missouri volleyball. I'd like the entire Missouri Senate to help me welcome this excellent group of young women and their coach from Helias Catholic High School.
Will the champion volleyballers from Helias please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? We're delighted to have you special guests with us today. Further introductions, Senator from the 24th.
President, to introduce some special guests, please. Thank you. Mr. President, on your right and my left, sitting on the bench on the sides over there, first I'd like to introduce my dear friend and constituent, LaDonna Applebaum. Many of you may have heard of LaDonna because she was not only active and involved, but she was the creator of the Welcome Home Heroes Parade that took place in St. Louis in 2012, January 28th, after the Iraqi War ended and our veterans were coming home. In a month's period of time, LaDonna, her husband Tom, and one other person put together an extraordinary event that included a parade visited and watched by over 100,000 individuals. It made national news, of course, and international news. LaDonna is here today, though, for a different purpose. 4 years ago, in 2010, LaDonna's insurance did not cover her pregnancy. She was surprised to learn that, and to learn that in order for her pregnancy to be covered, she and her husband would have to come up with an additional $1,000 to $1,200 a month. As they were trying to figure out what to do about insurance, LaDonna sadly miscarried. From that point forward, out of frustration and anger over the situation with her insurance that she'd had for 6 years, she and her husband decided not to renew their insurance. Then, in 2014, with the Affordable Care Act, LaDonna and her husband, through a subsidy, were able to afford a silver insurance plan. And how fortunate that was. They signed on to insurance in February, and in June, LaDonna's husband, Tom, was in a boating accident that ripped the tendon from the bones in his hand. Thank goodness they had insurance that covered the $35,000 cost that it was for him to go through surgery and physical therapy. That was in June. And then in August, my dear friend LaDonna was diagnosed with stage 3A breast cancer. Again, her insurance covered her. She has been going through chemotherapy, will continue to do that for at least another 12 treatments, and then through radiation. And all because she was able, through the help of the Affordable Care Act and its subsidy, to become covered under insurance plans. So LaDonna describes herself as a walking billboard for why affordable health insurance is so important. If you will help me in welcoming LaDonna Applebaum, who is here today, and she is here with Missouri Healthcare for All, including the statewide grassroots organizer, Crystal Brigman Mahaney, and the St. Louis regional organizer, Drew Noblatt. If the chamber would please join me in making
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from the 24th. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Genevieve.
I have a bill.
Send it forward, sir.
No explanation needed.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 230, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the MoHealthNet program.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
President, I have a legislative package consisting of four bills. There is no explanation needed on any of them.
Thank you, Senator. Send your four bills forward and read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 231, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to motorboats.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 232, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to tow truck operations.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 233, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to expert witnesses.
And read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill Number 234, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to sexual assault reporting.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill of the Senator from Green.
Senate Bill Number 235, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to notice of entry of appearance.
Senator.
The act would repeal a provision of law which states that courts which require electronic filing shall accept in criminal cases notice of entry that was sent to the court by fax or regular mail. This portion of legislation was plastered everywhere last session, and I thought I had it tracked well, but it slipped through the cracks, and I will be working very diligently to get this piece of legislation repealed, because it was, I'll just call it special legislation that was put in to benefit one particular member on the other chamber, their law practice, so in my opinion, and their business model. We do need to encourage electronic filing, and that's what this bill does. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 4th.
I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 236, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to seatbelts.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 237, introduced by Senator Kevney et al., an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Senator.
Mr. President, this is better known as the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to our business of second reading of Senate bills.
Senate bills, second reading.
Mr. President.
Senator from 23rd.
Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to campaign contribution limits.
Rules. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the use of electronic wireless communication devices while operating a motor vehicle.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to the distribution of revenues from traffic violations.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to state funding for education.
Education, Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to state funding for elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to health care price transparency.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to Joint Committee on Mo Health Net.
General Laws and Pensions, Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to infection reporting.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, introduced by Senator Richard, an act relating to regulating the ethical behavior of professionals engaged in political activities.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to agriculture.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the career of Technical Education Advisory Council.
Education, Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to vacancies in certain public offices.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to court costs.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to notice of sales tax modifications.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to allocation of corporate income.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to sales tax exemption for commercial laundries.
Ways and Means.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of introduction of guests.
Senator from Felt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce a very special guest. Mr. President, on my left, on your right, we have with us today Mr. David Steelman, a well-known attorney throughout the state of Missouri. Actually lives in Ronald, Missouri. He's my neighbor. He's been appointed to the University of Missouri Board of Curators. He's in the building doing his due diligence, visiting with folks, and I'm just real proud that he's one of my constituents and that he would even consider doing this, David. Thank you very much.
A great friend to many of us. Let's welcome former Representative and Minority Floor Leader David Steelman. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to our business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Myself, along with the Senator from the 5th, the Senator from the 4th, and the Senator from the 2nd, would like to invite everyone to my office in 320, where we'll be hosting a mid-morning cup of coffee. But most importantly, welcoming the new President of St. Louis University, Dr. Pacello. He is the 33rd president of St. Louis University, which everyone here knows is one of the older Jesuit universities in the country, and is someone who is Jesuit educated, along with the Senator from the 2nd and the Senator from the 23rd. We're very proud to host him. He comes from the University of Dayton, where he was for the last 25 years. He's actually the first lay president of St. Louis University in its illustrious history. So we'd like to welcome everybody to come over to our office and say hello to the new president of SLU.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you, will you have some scones to go along with
You know what? That's a great question.
Maybe shaped in a fleur-de-lis.
You have a reputation of asking insightful questions that I do not have the answer for, and I do not have the answer to that
well,
question.
Well, there's time, Senator. Okay. Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business come for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion.